back to the Misfits of Cinema podcast. I am your host, Danny Newton, joined as always by my co-host, Derek Rios. How are you today, Derek?
I'm fine.
Excellent. We're talking about a pretty good series today. It's actually a big step up from what we've been getting over the last year.
I could agree with that.
Yeah. We are talking about The Last of Us.
Yeah.
It's probably the first video game adaptation I've seen that just didn't suck.
We've gotten some decent to hilariously bad video game adaptations.
Yes.
But yeah, this is might be one of the best ones. I mean, if you consider like Arcane a video game adaptation, though.
I'm not sure. I mean, I know it's based on a game.
Yeah.
I don't think I would actually consider it a video game adaptation.
I mean, technically.
I mean, it kind of feels like its own original, like, anime-ish type thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really feel like a game adaptation.
The difference is it's not a story-driven game.
Right.
Like this is.
Right.
We don't get a lot of story-driven games that are good. But, like, Sonic was actually a pretty good movie.
Well, over about the last year, the only couple of things that come to mind that I can think of are Halo.
Wow.
And Resident Evil got the Netflix adaptation, right?
I never watched that.
I didn't watch either.
The movies were bad enough. I was like,
I heard such good things about it, though. It sounded amazing.
The movie or the game? Or the movie or the show?
Absolutely neither.
Okay. All right.
But
you know what? The animated RE movies were actually pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. The animated movies did make up for what the live action failed. Yes. But this was, I have mixed feelings about it. Because as solid as I thought it was, and as good as I thought most every episode was, it really disappointed me. It didn't go far enough.
I mean, you definitely wanted more, but I thought it was really good. But
yeah.
So neither of us have played the video game.
Yeah. I mean, we're coming in this cold. The most I've ever gotten is watching some Twitch streams and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I've never played the game or anything like that. I've never actually sat down and watched basically a playthrough all the way through.
Yeah, me either.
So,
but I know some plot points. I know stuff about season two, which we don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
But the main thing is we're pretty much fresh going into this.
Yeah, we would be the target audience because we're into this kind of stuff, but we've never actually played it.
Being on outside, I loved it. I thought it was great. I loved all the characters.
Yeah.
Well, besides one, I do have one pet peeve we'll get into. But besides that, I thought it was good. The story, it felt more real than the normal like zombie because of the fungus. Oh, yeah. And more like it being a little more plausible than actual zombie outbreak.
Yeah. This made way more sense than like any rage virus or T virus or anything like that I've ever seen. But yeah, you're right. This is much more, it's much more grounded.
Yeah.
And they go out of their way to show you some things and tell you a little bit about the potential danger of this, it's not a virus, you know, of this fungal infection.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I love that. I love that the fact that they're not afraid to back up their science.
Yeah.
Where most zombie movies is like, oh, something happened. There was a, you hear about it in the background of, on a radio where like, oh, they said something about a monkey outbreak, blah, and gets cut off and then that's it. You never really find out. And this, you find out the start of it.
Yeah. That first 5-minute cold open in Indonesia,
mm-hmm.
that was more backstory to any zombie apocalypse setting than I've ever seen in anything. Nobody ever tells you this is how it operates.
Yeah.
This is how it started.
Generally. No.
Generally.
And then episode two, they actually just delve right into it.
Yeah.
Telling you how it started and you kind of see the beginning.
Yeah. And everything, the world falls apart quick.
Yeah.
I mean, the premise to the show was solid. I felt like the casting was pretty good. I don't know how well that any of these characters truly match up to their video game counterparts, but overall, I felt Pedro was excellent as Joel.
Yeah. The man can do no wrong right now, apparently.
Right. He's everybody's golden child. And
maybe besides Wonder Woman too.
Yeah. But he portrays just kind of a broken man very well in this.
Yeah.
Which over the course of it, like he goes from just completely walled off, completely broken, to open himself back up again to the full arc of actually broken down and destroyed again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I thought Bella Ramsey, I thought she did Ellie fine.
Yeah. Bella, she was, you know, the little Stark, the car Stark girl.
Yeah.
Even in that, you could see the character kind of transferred. She had this arrogant, she is maturity for her age.
Yeah. They call it resting bitch face.
Yeah. Yeah. She does bitch well. And it really just slotted into this role really well.
Yeah. I mean, there was times in this where, like, you see the sense of wonder of a child, mm-hmm. right? And this is somebody that's never actually been out in the world before.
Yeah.
So when she's out and she's like, oh, my God, it's like, you know, nature and trees and stuff. And, you know, oh, a river.
A deer.
Yeah. You know, it's like, yeah, I buy that.
Yeah. It's most city folk.
Yeah. So overall, all the casting I thought was fantastic. I thought all these people did a great job.
There was one role that I felt was just really awkward.
Yeah. I think I know exactly what you're going to say, but go ahead.
It was the first time they got into the conflict. I think it was in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. Kansas City woman.
The Kansas City leader, that woman, it's Kathleen is the character name, but
yeah.
Melina Lynskey. She's a good actor. I've seen her do, but she's like a real timid role. And I've seen her play other roles really well.
Yeah.
It just did not feel like the right role for her. It didn't feel believable that she was a leader.
Right.
When she was just given orders like, okay, guys, let's go get them. You know, you better catch them. And when she was executing people, I was just like, she's not threatening.
Right. She really is just, she's executing people for the sake of it kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I will tell you straight up, that was original content.
It was?
Yes.
Okay. But even though it was like just a little 2-episode arc, if that was a more intimidating person,
yeah,
just a different actress.
So Henry and Sam were supposed to be Pittsburgh.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. But they swapped it to Kansas City. I feel like the Kansas City stuff was some of the weakest stuff.
Yeah.
Overall.
Well,
we got introduced to, I'm pretty sure these characters existed. Or this group of people existed, but they were just basically marauders. I don't think any of this scenario existed.
Yeah.
Right? So
I didn't hate it, though.
No, I didn't hate it.
Even though I thought she wasn't intimidated as a bad guy, it was really good just seeing them have to deal with the human threat. And then you also see the monsters come into it at the end.
Yeah. I hated no episode of this series.
No.
I didn't hate any of these episodes. But after we finished watching it, there are things, it makes me angry in a way.
Okay.
Because I know people are going to pick on episode 3 and episode 7.
Episode 3 being Bill and Frank.
And episode 7 is the flashback.
The two flashbacks.
Yeah, the DLC flashback.
Yeah.
So I know people are going to pick on that the most, but I don't hate those episodes. I really like those episodes.
Bill and Frank was a great episode. Nick Offerman was fantastic.
My only fault with the entire first season is if we're going to do episodes like that, the season needed to be longer by far.
I think one more episode would have been nice.
A 12 episode arc would have been on point.
But I mean, pretty much what we got was just the game as cutscenes.
Yeah.
So the game being one of the supposedly best stories in a single player game ever, probably top 5.
Yeah.
The story has to be good enough that you could just take the cutscenes from it mm-hmm. and it's going to be good.
My favorite episodes in this honestly don't really involve much combat or dealing with infected people or anything like that.
Yeah.
So honestly, episode 3 is probably my favorite episode of the series.
It was very good. I mean, Nick Offerman just did really well.
Yeah, killed it.
And Frank, I can't think of the actor's name, but Frank too.
Yeah. I mean, it was completely believable,
mm-hmm.
right?
It was the best romance.
Yeah.
In the one episode that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, for real. I feel like people are just going to dog on that episode, not just because of the content, but because it was a flashback episode. With the season being so short.
I don't think so. I think a lot of people love that episode.
I do too.
The other episode, I have talked to a few people and they've been like, it just felt like filler.
It did.
But it's character development.
Yeah.
We didn't know where she came from, and now we learn more about her. That's how you develop characters.
Right. I mean, I totally agree. We need another episode or two. You know, it's perfectly okay to do these flashbacks, and they were done well. But we needed more actual story time.
If the worst thing that you can say about a show is that you wanted more,
yeah,
it's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing. But I'm pretty sure they're talking about busting Game 2 up into multiple seasons.
I think they'll have to. What are they going to do after that?
Right.
Because when's Game 3 coming out? Who knows?
I don't know if there's even going to be a Game 3.
That too. After that, they can do some spinoffs.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Did it feel like this season just ended suddenly to you? Like the ending just came out of kind of nowhere?
Yes, no. The last episode felt shorter than I thought it was going to be. Because only knowing that there wasn't a 10th episode and there's only going to be 9.
Yeah.
I thought, it's like, maybe the last episode's going to be like an hour and a half or something. And it felt shorter than an hour. It went by real quick. And it was brutal. But
it felt real quick. Like, yeah. I remember sitting there watching it and, you know, they finally make it to the Firefly base and whatever. And he's being told, yeah, this is what we're going to do to her. And he has that turn and just like an instant. It's, oh, this is happening now. Yeah. This is it. This is the end of the series. Like, it just felt so abrupt. My heart's torn because I did. I absolutely love this, but it upsets me because we wanted more, right?
Yeah.
This needed to be longer. It needed to occupy more of my time.
Well.
But.
I think if they did more, maybe more flashbacks?
I don't know.
Something like that.
What was your favorite episode of all this? Do you have a personal favorite?
I mean, it might be episode 3, Bill and Frank.
Yeah.
Because it was great.
Okay, well, what's your least favorite episode of all this?
I think that what was episode 8 was where they go
the
cannibal cult.
Mm-hmm.
That might be.
That was an intense episode.
It was very intense. The ending was great, but there was a couple things off about it where they're having this conflict and shooting guns, and this place is burning down in the middle of their town, and no one of their cult responds.
So I think episode 8, now I'm thinking about it, I think episode 8 was probably the reason I didn't like episode 9 much, and it felt so rushed.
Because we come straight off of this conflict and then go into the ending.
Yeah, she literally was abducted, threatened to be eaten, and almost raped in a burning building. And she is straight up processing all this trauma. We spend no time with that.
Yeah.
Right? It goes straight into episode 9 where she seems fidgety, but of course she does.
Yeah.
And it's never addressed. She never, airs those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ending happens.
Yeah.
And over that course of that, the ending, after Joel does what he does, he is like that now.
Yeah.
Like where he's fidgety and tense and on edge over what he just did, right?
And she knows something's off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the beginning of that episode and the end of the episode, it's like they swap places. But we never address these feelings. I think that's why there need to be at least a 10th episode. Because when you do something as, I don't know how to describe it. I don't want to say egregious, but when you do something as like important as what happened in episode 8 to a character, we got to talk about that on screen in the series.
And traumatizing.
Traumatizing. Thank you. She needed to spend time with that.
Yeah. They don't really give her. It's just kind of like, like 20 minutes or 10 minutes of like her kind of staring off like, she's distracted.
Yeah.
And then, okay.
She's never had to actually, she shot that one guy.
Yeah.
But in terms of killing people.
Mm-hmm.
Has she killed anybody up to this point?
Well, she killed her lover.
Well, that's different.
Her friend. But they had turned.
Yeah.
She turned.
That was an accident.
Well, it wasn't an accident.
It's not like she murdered a raider or something.
No. And she technically wasn't human anymore because she had turned.
Right.
So, but besides that, No, she shot the guy, but technically yeah, she didn't kill him. Joel did. Joel finished right. him.
Which Joel shoot her out of the room.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't have to watch him kill him.
Which is, and also another brutal scene.
Yeah.
That's what, it sets up these like real scenarios.
Yeah.
That even in like Walking Dead, they never really address anything like that. Like the worst scene you ever got was Negan beating down some people.
That yeah. Rick wouldn't have never done this.
No.
Rick would have never have knifed that guy to death that just tried to kill him.
No, because he's a good guy, and the good guy has to be Superman. You got the Superman effect, right? Where he's like, oh, they can't kill people. They have to always be devout and holy. And if they kill someone, it's by an accident or forced survival.
Right.
And, I mean, technically, he's murdering these people out of survival, but not out of necessity. Like, he could, like, that kid was screwed. She shot him in the spine.
Yeah.
He was going to die horrible deaths, a horrible slow death, even if he lived.
Right.
You can't survive.
Not in this world. You're not going to survive. No.
You have to be strong. And a lot of these other people he's murdered, he didn't have to kill.
Right.
And that's the difference.
Yeah. He kills a lot of people. He doesn't necessarily have to kill.
He's the good guy, technically.
Yeah.
Not really. He's the main character, but he does what he has to survive.
Right.
And protect his now surrogate daughter.
Yeah. Up until the cult, yeah, I don't think she's killed anybody before. And she kills, what, two people, three people in the coven? She killed one guy in the kitchen with the cleaver before it even got started. Did she kill? No, she only killed those two, right?
The one guy.
She killed the leader and his right-hand man.
I thought in the cell, she, no.
Yeah, getting out of the cell.
Yeah, getting out of the cell.
Because they're going to hold her down on the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she cleavers that one guy and finally kills the other. Yeah. So she only kills those two people, but she kills them in a very brutal and disturbing fashion.
I thought that, honestly, the worst part was when the cult leader, you know something's off until you get to the scene where it's finally like, oh, okay, he's really bad.
Yeah.
And when he's holding her down and he's like, don't you know? I like it when they struggle.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. Like, that's every job I've ever worked for. They just hold you down. You're crying.
Yeah.
It's like, we like it when they struggle. But no, this, extremely disturbing thing happened and we spend no character time with it and the series just ends. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I feel so upset and disappointed.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Well, I mean, hopefully the next season will kind of address some of that, too, going forward.
Yeah, maybe.
But going back to what I think might have been one of my favorite episodes, might have been the second episode of Kansas City.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a strong episode.
Because, you get this awesome moment where the horde pops out of the ground and you see the big boss phone guy.
Yes.
The juggernaut just ripped that guy's head off and they're just murdering all these people in this gunfight, right? And then the ending was probably one of the most, I guess, intense moments that I felt in a TV series where the guy's little brother got bit and turns.
Yeah, and Sam.
Sam and
Henry.
Henry. Henry's the
older brother.
The older brother, right? And Henry, he shoots Sam to save Ellie.
Yeah.
And then just immediately realizes what he's done and shoots himself.
Yeah.
Like that was really brutal, specifically for me, who's had to deal with suicide around them. So
yeah, it was real intense. Mm-hmm. It was, because just the thought of they were already dead never enters your mind.
No.
Right? It's, oh my God, I just killed the person I've spent my entire life making sure they survive. Right? I have failed my function.
Yeah.
And just that instance of just, I don't know. I guess some people just, that's the only option.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It just breaks you. And you're never going to be the same person.
Yeah.
Like there's no real fixing that.
Right.
Yeah. And it was really rough.
Yeah. It's, it was one of the harder things to watch in this series. Yeah, I thought episode 2, Kansas City, was great.
Yeah.
I thought episode 1 was way too slow.
Yeah.
Honestly, episode one of Kansas City is probably the one, the episode I like the least.
Honestly, yeah. Like I said, the bad guy just, the chick wasn't really a convincing bad guy, and it had too much of her.
Right.
And at least the second episode, you kind of see Henry and them going through, and Henry and Sam going through.
We didn't have survival to flesh out these bad guys.
No.
We didn't have to try to flesh out these bad guys. It didn't matter anyways.
No, not really. No.
So, I mean, literally, they all look like, you know, Minutemen, reservist types, right? Mm-hmm. So
they're all dead now. So
I mean, they're all dead now. But it's their image was their entire character. So we didn't have to go our way to try to make them characters.
Yeah, I felt weird that they did try so hard to develop them and be like, oh yeah, they're all dead.
Yeah. I think, yeah, episode 7 was definitely a filler episode. But I would argue that the first part of the Kansas City arc was more filler than that.
Yeah.
Way more filler than that.
For sure.
Yeah. We could have took that half hour and tacked it on to the end over here where we needed to talk about some stuff. Right?
Yeah. Hey, man, remember that time he was almost raped? And then eaten?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
Yeah. I don't know. We need to spend a little more time in the world, I guess. But overall, as far as game adaptations go, I think this is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything better than this.
I mean, it didn't suffer from where some director comes in with a big ego and just, oh, I'm going to make it my own and change this and that, and to where it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like some other series we get, like The Witcher.
This isn't an attempt to completely prop up Mila Jovovich's career. This isn't some random Uwe Boll movie.
Uh-huh.
Right? This is...
I was going more towards The Witcher, but yeah, sure, okay.
I mean...
Or even Halo, but yeah.
Halo was egregious. But literally, this is a solid example of what Halo could have been.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because this didn't really trade any new ground.
No.
It was literally kind of beat for beat a cutscene show.
Yep.
Right?
Which
and
I
it was fantastic.
I didn't want Halo to be a cutscene of Reach.
No.
Because I didn't like the game, but the books, they could have followed that. And they had all the material, but...
They didn't necessarily have to try to do everything completely new.
Yeah.
Right? This made enough new content that... Even if you were a game player, I'm sure it probably still felt fresh.
Yeah.
Right? Because like all the Bill and Frank stuff, I don't think was there in the game. I think all you meet is Bill, and Bill talks about Frank.
Yeah.
Because Frank's already dead, right? I think there's enough stuff like that added in that even if you are a game player, it probably still feels good to watch.
Are you saying Bill's still alive?
In the game, I think I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
Oh, what if the reason they never look in there is because they didn't want to show them both dead because Bill didn't die from the pills, maybe? Huh?
No, Bill definitely dead from the pills.
What?
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah.
Maybe Frank just died. Maybe Bill never took the pills.
No, they were in the main wine bottle.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
He's a bigger guy.
You're right.
He's a burly man. He can survive. Ron Swanson wouldn't die to no pills.
Yes. I'm sure Nick Offerman could take a lot of drugs and live through it.
No, tell the audience what you really think his name is. Right. Up until this show, you thought his name was Ron Swanson, along with a lot of other people, apparently.
I referred to him as Ron Swanson a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I knew him.
Yeah, which his role in Park and Rec was pretty iconic. So,
but he was great.
I think we need a Bill and Frank spinoff. That's where we need to go.
We pretty much got a Bill and Frank spinoff in this.
No, I mean I know they're dead now, but we could go pre-death and then get some good Bill and Frank action.
Yeah,
I mean they were alive together for 20 years, right?
Right.
So that's a lot to cover in there.
But I don't know.
Yeah, you could have like Bill fighting with his sexuality and stuff and like throw in some female lovers in there, you know.
No, Mom, I don't like girls. You think Bill still lives with his mother? Bill's still living with his mother, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's a basement dweller.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know.
I'm sorry, a prepper. Yeah, a prepper.
They say that somebody might get a spinoff series out of this.
I mean, they have to do something if they want to make money off of it, right? And you know they will try.
The thing is I don't even know who you give a spinoff series to.
Well, you have, I mean, it could go pre-death Bill and Frank.
Yeah.
You have the brother who has a story arc that we don't know about.
That's true.
Him joining the Fireflies and everything.
Yeah, join the Fireflies, leaving them.
Yeah, I figured we might get more of them season two. You also have...
There's that Indian couple out there in the middle of nowhere.
That's what I want to learn about. That seems like a fun couple.
Yeah. Yeah. They seem very nice. Let's see.
You have the Firefly chick, one of the leaders of the Firefly.
You know what? Maybe it's Henry and Sam.
Henry and Sam, yeah. But it seems like their arc is just, we lived in this Kansas City for a while and just kind of did stuff.
They go full Andor with Henry and Sam. It doesn't matter if you know where they die.
I mean, I understand that.
Yeah.
Full start of the revolution.
Yeah.
But he wasn't really part of the revolution. He was a snitch, right?
I'm not sure what he did because they didn't really tell us what he did.
No, they told us.
Oh, yeah. He sold out the...
He sold out the
resistance leader to the Fedra.
Yeah.
But, you know, that resistance leader was apparently this big, built-up, well-loved guy. Like, they could...
He killed him.
Yeah.
He killed, and that was the chick's brother.
Him. He turned him over.
Yeah.
He sold him out.
No, I think he said they had him kill him.
Mm-mm. No, I think he just got him captured by the Fedra.
Well, technically, I guess that is killing him, right?
Yeah.
But I think...
No. No, he was in Fedra custody.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I remember her saying something about him being in Fedra custody and executed by them.
I thought he said that they made him kill her brother, though.
I don't know.
Like, physically, I was taking it for they actually made him kill her brother.
I was taking it metaphorically.
Oh, okay. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly.
Because he had to give up her brother in order to get cancer meds for his.
Yeah. I don't want to see Henry, though.
It's just like present day. You got to give up a family member just to get cancer meds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it could be that, like, the one lady in the that lives in the city nearby that just, you know, just always begs people for her cancer pill money.
Yeah.
Even though I'm pretty sure she doesn't have cancer, but who knows?
I mean, you know, for a homeless lady, she's lived with cancer for a very long time.
Yeah, she's doing really well.
But
yeah, the resistance, the Firefly resistance leader, that chick that, you know, gets arced.
There's that.
Like, you could have her story.
It would have to be a prequel series if they did a spinoff.
Or you could just show Pedro Pascal murdering a bunch more people before he meets Ellie.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. Overall, I could highly recommend watching this.
Yeah.
It's compliment made. It's quite beautiful. Like, there's just breathtaking scenes in here.
That's great.
And the acting is good. The writing is pretty solid. I mean, it's got its weak spots, but everything does. But yeah, I'd say 10 out of 10. This was a great series.
10 out of 10 we'll watch.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think that's all I got for this one. As always, we have been sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends.
No. That's never going to happen.
That's never going to happen. Well, that's all I got for this one.
Yep, same here.
Yep. I guess catch us next time.
Yeah, thanks. And like and subscribe or listen to us.
Click all the buttons.
Yeah, everything.
Yep.
Just click all the buttons on your screen.
All of them.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, don't matter.
Every pop-up.
Yep, all the pop-ups.
Every pop-up leads to a magical special level.
I'm just saying, if you click right now, you can get that iPad. Just free ship to your house, $4.99. Okay.
All we need is a valid credit card.
Yeah, we need your credit card information, but we got your iPad in the mail. Okay,
it's there. It's on the way, but we have to ship it from China, so it's got to go through customs.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, because they got to build it. The little children and the small hands at the
right, budget, yeah. Right. Probably, I don't know, at least 50, 60 years.
Yeah,
I won't have to worry about it no more.
No.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Thanks, guys.
See you later, guys.